The State Council recently announced that all the common imported drugs include the cancer drugs, cancer alkaloid-based drugs, and imported traditional Chinese medicines will be exempt from tariffs from May the 1st. So, Professor Tsai, would you give us an insight on this? What kind of impact such policy would bring to the cancer patients in China?
The cancer patient, the last probably 5-10 years, we already see the trend. Some patients, they want to seek the new drugs. They go to the U.S., go to European countries, go to other foreign countries to try to get the new drugs. So this new policy will encourage the new cancer drugs to import into China, also will reduce the cost for the patient. I'm thinking that's really a good benefit for patients to receive the new cancer drugs as soon as possible.
Can you brief us a little bit about the current situation of the anti-cancer drug market in China?
Current situation in China, I see these new drugs mainly produced by the multinational foreign companies. Very few Chinese companies, they are in the R&D stage yet. So this new policy will help the multinational company to import the drugs more smoothly, more effectively to get these drugs delivered to the patients. But on the other side, we also need the social health insurance helps because all these new drugs, cancer drugs, are quite expensive. Without insurance helps, it will be still for quite a lot of patients. They have financial difficulty to use drug for some quite a long time. It will be very difficult. Yes.
So we know that the big pharmaceutical companies, such as the New York-based Pfizer and the UK's GlaxoSmithKline PLC, are the biggest drug exporters to China. What kind of impact to those companies do you expect to see based on the easing of taxes on medicines? And how about the impact on the Chinese drug makers?
That's a good question. For these multinational pharmaceutical companies, such as Pfizer and the GSK, I'm thinking there will be a favorable impact for their drugs to help these drugs to, because we have to reduce or eliminating the tariffs will make the drug costs will be lower, so will be help this company to import this drug more easily come to Chinese market. On the other hand, there were also, because we have a Chinese company, they start to do an R&D in these cancer drugs. I'm thinking there will be create a more competitive environment between the Chinese company and the multinational company. In all the all, I feel there will be this kind of competitive will be bring good benefits to the patient.
So do you think that the Chinese drug makers would feel a lot of pressure to speed up their research and the production of the new drugs, or to compete with the imported expensive drugs?
Based my understanding, the even reduced or eliminating the tariffs, that's considering tariff costs, that's still small part of the total cost of these drugs, because the foreign made the cancer drugs still quite, the price is still quite high. So relatively, the Chinese company produced the drugs cost relatively much cheaper than the foreign drugs. So reduce the tariff and eliminate the tariff to some extent will help the foreign company. But still, I'm thinking the Chinese company still have a pretty high cost advantage even that.